Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。今天的主题是关于周末安排。周末叫做 weekends, weekends。我们首先来学习一些相关的句子。Let's go for 表示让我们去什么什么。比如说，让我们去散步吧。Let's go for a walk.Let's go for a walk. 让我们去郊游吧。Let's go for an outing. Let's go for an outing. 让我们去吃冰淇淋吧。Let's go for an ice cream. Let's go for an ice cream. 让我们去兜风吧。Let's go for a drive. Let's go for a drive.It is said that. 这是主语从句的表达。It 是形式主语 ,that 从句是真正的主语。后面呢跟完整的句子意思是据说发生的某事。比如说据说动物园里有一条巨蛇。It is said that there is a huge snake in the zoo. Would you buy me?这个句子呢是询问对方是否会给自己买某物的表达。Buy 后面是跟双宾语 ,buy somebody something, 或者是 buy something for somebody。比如说 ,Would you buy me a motorcycle? 你会给我买一辆摩托车吗?就等于 ,Would you buy a motorcycle for me? 再比如说Would you buy me some apples? 能给我买一些苹果吗?就等于 Would you buy some apples for me? Ask him whether. 这个句子呢是让对方去问第三人是否要做某事。这里的 whether 表示是否。引导名词性从句做 ask 的动词宾语。比如说 Ask himWhether he would like to play cards with us. 问问他是否愿意跟我们打牌。He must be busy with. 这个句子呢是用来猜测第三人一定是在忙于做某事。类似的表达还有 He must be busy doing something. 比如说 He must be busy withTaking care of his grandpa. 他一定是忙于照顾他的爷爷。We shall go. 此句呢是将要去做某事的表达。Shall 用于第一人称，表示将来时，也可以表示意愿。比如说 ,We shall go swimming. 我们会去游泳。We shall go to the pleasure ground.我们要去游乐场。OK, 我们来听一下今天的对话。妈妈，明天是星期六，我们要做什么
?Mom, tomorrow is Saturday. What shall we do?
我们会先去超市。
We will go to the supermarket first.
太棒了。给我买一些巧克力和精美的玩具好吗?
Terrific! Would you buy me some chocolate and a delicate toy?
当然可以。那么然后你想去什么地方?
Certainly, then where would you like to go?
我想和你还有爸爸去湖边钓鱼，然后划船。
I want to fish by the lake and have a boat ride with you and dad.
没问题，去问问你爸爸明天是否有时间。
No problem. Go and ask your father whether he will be free.
我猜他肯定要忙于工作。
Well, I guess he must be busy with his work.
Mom, tomorrow is Saturday. What shall we do?
We will go to the supermarket first.
Terrific! Would you buy me some chocolate and a delicate toy?
Certainly. Then where would you like to go?
I want to fish by the lake and have a boat ride with you and Dad.
No problem. Go and ask your father whether he will be free.
Well, I guess he must be busy with his work.
Okay, that's pretty much for today.
想要参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字即可加入。I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.